请弟兄姊妹们翻到以西结书第四十章。
For brothers and sisters, turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们从四十章到四十三、四十四，要看几处的经文。
Starting from chapter 40 through 43 and 34, we're going to select a few passages and read.
首先，请看第一章，四十章从第一节开始。
We'll start with chapter 40, verse 1.
到第四节。
Through verse 4.
我先念中文，姊妹念英文。
We'll start with Chinese and then we'll follow by English.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月子初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有反复一座城建立，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。那人对我说，人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特为指示你，凡你所看见的，你都要告诉
Ezekiel 40, verse 1. In the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was captured, on the very same day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he took me there. In the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel, and set me on a very high mountain. On it toward the south was something like the structure of a city.He took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze. He had a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he stood in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and fix your mind on everything I show you, for you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Israel everything you see.
然后请看四十一章。
Please turn to chapter 41.
从十五节到二十二节。
Starting from verse 15 through 22.
四十一章十五节开始。
Chapter 41, starting from verse 15 through 22,
31. 他量空地后面的那房子，并两旁的楼廊，共长一百肘，内殿、院廊、门槛。严谨的窗里，并对着门槛的三层楼廊，从地到窗棂，窗棂都有壁纸，直到门以上，就是到内殿和内殿内外四围墙壁，都按尺寸用木板遮蔽，墙上雕刻基路伯和棕树，每二基路伯中间有一棵棕树，每基路伯有二脸，这边有人脸向着棕树，那边有狮子脸向着棕树，殿内周围都是如此，都从地到门以上都有基路伯和棕树，殿墙也是这样，殿的门柱是方的，至圣所的前面的形状和殿的形状一样，坛是木头做的，高三肘，长二肘，坛脚和坛面并四旁都是木头做的。他对我说，这是耶和华面前的桌子。
Verse 15, he measured the length of the building behind it, facing the separating courtyard, with its galleries on one side and on the other side, 100 cubits, as well as the inner temple and the porches of the court, the doorposts and the beveled window frames, and the galleries all around there, three stories opposite the threshold were paneled with wood from the ground to the windows. The windows were covered from the space above the door even to the inner room as well as outside, and on every wall all around, inside and outside by measure. And it was made with cherubim and palm trees, a palm tree between cherub and cherub. Each cherub had two faces, so that the face of a man was toward the palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. Thus it was made throughout the temple all around, from the floor to the space above the door and on the wall of the sanctuary. Cherubim and palm trees were carved. The doorposts of the temple were square, as was the front of the sanctuary. Their appearance was similar. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. Its corners, its length, and its sides were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord."
然后再请看43章。
Then we'll turn to chapter 43.
十三节第一句。
The first sentence of verse 13.
以下两祭坛是以肘为度。
These are the measurements of the altar in cubits. The cubit is 1 cubit and a hand breadth.
十八节
Verse 18
他对我说人子啊主耶和华如此说建造祭坛为要在其上献燔祭洒血照成的时候点章如下
Verse 18, and he said to me, "Son of man, thus says the Lord God, these are the ordinances for the altar on the day when it is made, for sacrificing burnt offerings on it, and for sprinkling blood on it."
然后我们再看一处希伯来书。
Then please turn to the book of Hebrews.
十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十三章
Chapter 13, Hebrews
14-15节
Verses 14 and 15
我们在这里本没有长存的城 乃是寻求那将来的城，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭，献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Verse 14, "For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him we let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name."
我们要读的圣经就到这里。
We'll conclude our scripture reading for now.
因为感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们看以西结书看到神 让以西结看到将来在国度里头所显明的圣殿。
When we look at Ezekiel, we see God is showing Ezekiel the holy temple in the future kingdom.
我们特别看到主提到以西结要很小心的来注意这一件事。
We see the Lord has specifically told Ezekiel to pay attention to the details.
他说啊,
He said,
我所指示你的, 你都要用眼看, 用耳听, 并要放在心上。
He said, "Look with your eyes and hear with your ears and fix your mind on everything I show you."
我们上一次读这一段话的时候 就已经很清楚地指出着这一段话的那个严肃和迫切。
The last time we read this passage, we have pointed out specifically how solemn it is, and how urgent it is, this message.
神要以西结要用耳听，用心看，用眼看，要放在心上。
God told Ezekiel to listen with his ears, to look with his eyes, and put it on his mind.
然后就把这些话所看见、所听见、所想的去告诉以色列民。
And then with what he has heard, what he has seen, and what he's thinking about to tell to the house of Israel, the people.
那我们特别提了。
And we specially mentioned.
神说这一个吩咐给以西结。
This command for Ezekiel.
乃是说你现在所看到的这个问题不是小问题。
It's telling him that the problem that you're seeing is not a minor one.
是很重大的问题。
It's a major big one.
很严肃的问题。
A very solemn matter.
你要把它看得领会得很清楚很清楚。
You have to understand it very, very clearly.
然后告诉被掳的以色列人
and to tell it to the Israelites under captivity
和以后的以色列人
and the Israelites in the future
让他们要注意
so that they pay attention
注意什么呢
what do they pay attention about
注意这一个是什么
to notice what this is
那我们上次也特别提了
and last time we mentioned
他看到这一个呢好像是城但是事实又不是城
He saw this thing with the structure of a city but it's not an actual city
那这个不是城又不是城那是什么
Seems like a city but not exactly a city What is it?
接下去你就看到
And it follows to show you
那是一个殿
You see that's a temple
你说殿有那么厉害啊
You may ask how come the temple would be like this
厉害的好像一个城一样
So incredible it's like a city
实际看来又不像一个殿城。
But if you look at it, it's not a city.
那究竟是什么意思
？What is it exactly?
其实神说
，Actually, God said，
让以西结很留意的注意到，这一个殿和从前的殿是有很大的区别。
So it is for Ezekiel to take note that this temple is greatly different from the previous temples.
从前的殿从会幕开始。
The previous temple starting from the tabernacle.
经过一代的改变又重建。
After a change of generation, it's rebuilt.
一直重建到在主还在地上的时候的那一个新律的殿。
And it's been rebuilt to the point when it was when the Lord was on earth. That's the called the Temple of Herod.
啊，他们是从啊，姑且这样说了，从啊不那么尊贵，一直建立到很。尊贵很高大很荣耀很华美
So let me put it this way They started from a version that's not so splendor And they rebuilt it and made it in great splendor and magnificent
但是他们那个结局呢
But the ending
都是过了一个段时间就给拆掉了
The result was after a period of time they've been demolished
但是谁要看他现在看的这个殿呢
But the temple that God shown Ezekiel.
我们明明的知道，它是指着在国度的时候的殿。
And we clearly know that he's referring to the temple in the time of kingdom.
就是说到以色列人在被掳分散以后，一直到以后主把他们重新恢复过来的时候，那一个时候的殿。
And that is saying after the Israelites were captive and they've been scattered and then after they've been gathered together again and until that time, that would be that temple.
这一个殿和其他的殿是有一个区别。
This temple is different from the others.
以前的每建殿的事情神都告诉他们说那个殿的样子是怎么样。
And the previous times, every time they were building a temple, God would tell them how to build it.
你们要跟着这个殿的样子，样子，我告诉你们的那个样子来建造。
They would be told how to build it, the pattern, the blueprint, exactly how to build it.
也要跟着我告诉你们呢，怎样在里面来侍奉敬拜神，来执行。
And the Israelites would be told how they would serve and worship and how to execute everything within the temple.
我们上次特别提到了弟兄姊妹们很熟悉关乎过去的殿的事情有一句话。
And we mentioned last time there is one phrase that kept coming up in the past, the versions of the temple said when they were built.
要照着我给你们所山上所指示的样式来建造。
Build it according to the pattern I've shown you on the mount.
所以我们注意到。
So we pay attention.
从会幕开始，一直到最幕后的在地上的那个殿。
From the time of the tabernacle to the last temple that's been built on earth.
不管他们外面的形状是怎样的改变。
No matter how it's changed externally.
那最低限度我们知道会幕本身和所罗门所建的那个殿，两个殿都是完完全全根据主给他们的那一个图样和来建造的。
At the very least, we know the tabernacle and the temple that's been built by King Solomon, that's been built to the exact measurement as they've been shown by God, the pattern.
但是不管他们这个图样是怎么样，
no matter how the blueprint was built upon,
当然是不一样，不完全一样。
They were not completely the same.
会幕是比较简陋。
The tabernacle was slightly simpler.
其他的那些殿呢？都非常的雄伟高大尊严和荣耀。
And so the other temples were more splendor and grand with glory.
但是有一件事情是绝对没有更改的。
And but there's one thing that was not, that's never changed.
那是就是那个会幕也好殿也好他们的那个设计的那个基本点。
And so, whether it's tabernacle or the temples, the basic principle to the design.
院子。
There's the outer court.
圣所。
There's the holy place.
至圣所。
The most holy place.
那这三个结构是绝对没有一点点的更改。
So these three parts, these structures were not changed.
那所以你看老的殿的时候，你是看到神告诉他们说，你们要怎么做。
So when you look at the old temples, you see God was telling them how to build it.
做好了以后，里面的那些安置是怎样的安排，也是神在那里给他们很明显的那个指导。
And after they're done building it, everything that's arranged within and all the plans were told to them by God.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到以西结书提到在国度里头的那一个殿的时候，
But when you look at the book of Ezekiel, the temple in the kingdom.
如果你要照着读会幕读圣殿的时候他那一个建造的光景来看的时候呢，我不是跟弟兄姊妹说过吗？你一定看不懂。
And if you were reading it just like you read how the tabernacle and the previous temples were built, then I told you before, then you will be confused.
没有一个人会懂。
No one person will understand.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神向人说了话，他不会叫人不懂。
When God speaks to men, He will not allow men to be confused.
但是你必须要先抓紧了，神说这些话的目的在哪里？
But you must first grab onto the purpose of God speaking to men.
那我上次也特别跟弟兄姊妹提过一句话。
I also mentioned this last time.
当神给以西结看这一个殿的时候，
When God showed Ezekiel this temple,
不是告诉以西结这个殿应该怎么做，
was not to tell him how to build this temple.
他让以西结所接触的那个殿是，你要看透这一个殿是做成立以后是怎么的一个样式。
He's showing Ezekiel after the temple is done what it's like.
以前呢 都是从没有到有。
In the past, it was from nothing and then built into something.
现在的这一个国度里头的殿呢，神是要以西结注意，你看到这一个殿的存在，它的存在的意义和内容是什么一回事，这个你要懂。
And so now in this temple, in this kingdom, he wants Ezekiel to know its existence, the meaning, and the purpose of this temple.
你 不需要去再去注意它的尺寸，也它的设计是怎么样。
You don't have to pay attention to the measurements and the real and the existence.
弟兄姊妹，你看到他那个区别的地方在哪？
Do you see this difference?
原来神让这一次，也让以西结去看这个殿的时候，是看神怎么去检查这一个殿，检查这一个殿。
And so God wants to show Ezekiel how he approves or accepts this temple.
我不是用过一个比较通俗的名词来给他说吗？
Did I not use a more common term to describe it?
神去验收这一个殿。
God was there to give his approval.
这个殿已经建好了。
This temple is already done.
一切都已经设计好了。
Everything has been designed.
它的功用也摆明出来了。
And the functions were shown to you.
现在神就去看。
Now God is there to look at it.
这一个已经造成的殿，合不合神的心意？
He's going there to examine to see if this temple is done according to God's heart.
神能不能接受过来说，这个就是我的殿。
Whether God can accept it and approve that this is my temple.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那现在我们来看这个殿的时候，我们就要抓紧这一个点。
So when we are looking at this temple, we need to hold on to that.
如果我们不抓了这一个点。
If we don't focus on that,
你没有办法读得进去的。
It's hard for you to understand.
因为他
就
说到这个房间的尺寸是多大。
Because it talks about the size of this room.
为什么是多大呢？
Why is it such a size?
没有告诉你。
It didn't tell you.
你也不能去想。
You cannot imagine.
你想出来了也不对。
Even if you try to guess, it might not be right.
神就是说就是这个样。
God is telling you this is the way it is.
他只是告诉你那个用途是什么。
He's telling you its function.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要抓牢这一点来看这一个。
We have to grab onto this point.
然后我们今天是直接就要看到殿的本身，这个殿的本身。
So today we're going to look at the temple itself.
然后我们看到神是把领着以西结从殿外到殿到院子。到外殿到内殿，一层一层，一步一步的领他去看去想。
So we see God is leading Ezekiel from outside into the courtyard, into the outer temple, the outer part of the temple, and to the inside inner part.
那虽然我们看见从范围上面，神是让以西结看到这样的一个殿。
So from the point of its scope, God is showing Ezekiel this temple.
但是我们不要去再问为什么是这样。
Then we shouldn't ask, we should no longer ask why is it this way.
我们要必须要是要在这一个时候该注意的是，神为什么要他们是这样。
So we must pay attention to why God wants them to be this way.
那所以我们注意到头一件事情。
The first thing we notice.
如果你从以前的殿来比较。
If you compare to the previous temples.
这个殿的范围是大的好，大的好，好大。This, 比从前的那个范围大很多。
This temple is much, much greater in size, than the previous ones.
但是以前那个殿呢，所有的一个那个结构呢，
But the previous structures that exist in the previous temples.
在这一个殿里头就起了变化。
There are some changes made comparing to this.
在这一个殿里头，你能看到外院。
So in this temple, you can see the outer court.
你能看到殿的本身。
You can see the temple itself.
但是你没有办法看到至圣所。
You cannot see the most holy place.
你也没办法看见 圣所。
You cannot see the holy place.
弟兄姊妹，你说有这样的事吗？
So you may ask, brothers and sisters, why is there such a thing?
我们明明看到他那里有提到这几个名字。
Well, we see that these places are mentioned here.
对不对？
Yes.
名词是有。
The term is there.
但是你看不到实质。
But you cannot see the physical representation.
再回我才跟弟兄姊妹们来留意这一个。
I will explain a little later.
我先要跟弟兄姊妹注意的是第一个是范围的问题。
So the first thing I'd like to bring to your attention is the scope of it, the size.
你什么印象没留留下都没不都不都不要紧。
You may forget about other things that I said.
你就留下哦。那一个守楼殿好大好大好大。
You just need to remember one thing. That temple is so big and vast and just great.
你留下这个印象就够了。
You should have this impression that this is a big temple. The second thing
you should have is... 你要留意建造这个殿它的材料。
You need to pay attention to the material that they used to build it.
你如果要看从前的那些殿，
If you're talking about the previous temple,
无论你是从会幕开始，或者是到西律的那个殿为止，
whether you started from the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, or to the temple of Herod,
几乎那些材料，
the material,
都和金属有关系的，
has to do with some, the metal.
不管是金毫、铜毫、银毫，
whether it's gold, silver, or bronze.
那你看到这都和这些金属有很大的关系。
Have a lot to do with different metals.
又和许多的珍宝有关系。
And a lot of precious stones.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你如果留意这个殿的时候，
If you pay attention to this temple,
你会发现一件事，
You'll realize one thing.
所有金属都不见了。
All the metals gone.
你说哦，那这样来说，它那个价值就很低了。
Oh, then you may say, well, doesn't it mean that value has gone down?
这是一面。
This is one side.
但是从另一面你去看呢？
From another point of view.
整个殿的建造是用什么材料去建造的？
What building, what material is used to build the whole building?
基本上你看到的。
Basically, when you what you see.
就是石头和木头。
The stones and wood.
你说这样一来，这个殿大是大，但是却没有什么价值。
And you may say, well, maybe it's really great in size, but it doesn't value. It's not of high value.
如果我们这样看的话，就完全错掉了。
If we look at it this way, it would be completely wrong.
那但如果虽然我们没有把四十章一直到四十四章的经文全部读完。
Even though we have not read every single verse from starting from verse chapter 40 to 44.
选当中一些突出的来读出来。
We just selected a few passages, the special ones to read.
就是让弟兄姊妹你注意这几个点。
And so for you to take note of these few points.
怎么都是石头和木头造这个殿？
Why is it all stones and wood that you use to build this temple?
怎么那些金属都不见了呢？
How come all the metal disappear?
那以前我们看那些殿的时候，我们看到神指出了这一些材物木材，所以用那些材料，那个原因在哪里？
And when we studied the temples before, we have studied why God particularly used certain materials, the building materials to use, the reason why.
是在那里启示人要去见神，神要到人的中间来，有难处。
Is to reveal to you that when man wants to go to God and when God wants to dwell among men, there are some problems.
因为人是石头木头。
Because man is represented by rocks and stones and wood.
神的性质是包括各种各样的珍贵的宝石和那各样那个有价值的金属。
And God's nature includes all these things, the metal and precious material, or gems, treasures of all that in God's nature.
那这些东西 跟人本身所有的完全不能调和的。
And these things cannot mingle with what man has or what man are.
神怎么能住到人的中间来？
How can God dwell among men?
人怎么可以活在神的面前？
How can men live before God?
这是一个大大的不能调和的光景。
That's a great problem for mingling.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在老的那些殿的里头。
In the older versions of the temple.
神就是让人看见，神就是要让那个用至高的尊贵和最卑微的那些的团调在一起。
God wants to show men the things of high value, the honorable, the things of high value can be mixed in with men.
所以在旧的建造的里面，你看到木头是用的最卑微的那种木头。
And so in the older versions, you see the lowliest of woods, the acacia woods was used.
石头是用什么石头呢?
What rocks or stones were used?
就是大磐石了，大麻石了。
And they were just regular common stones.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
But brothers and sisters, you pay attention.
但老的都是这样。
And that was in the past, in the older versions.
在老的建造的时候神就让人去知道，人所以能住到人的中间，人可以到神的面前，乃是因着这些高价的和低价的调在一起，而调在一起的那一个最基本的原因，乃是神的儿子的降卑成为人。
And so in the older buildings, this point was expressed for men to know that the things of higher value, the metals, the precious material can be mixed and must be mixed with the lowly material with men. And the reason they can be mingled or mixed together is because the Son of God who came down and humbled himself.
神的儿子成为人，成为最卑微的人。
And the Son of God has humbled himself to the lowliest of men.
然后借着他所经历的来把人一切的卑微都拿掉。
And so through what he has experienced, he's taken away the lowliest quality of men.
在经历神儿子从死里复活的那个生命释放的恩典。
And so the grace is released when God's son has experienced the
神的性质进到人的里面。
God's quality can enter into man.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ being our life.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事在那里产生变化了。
So brothers and sisters, you see there is a change that occurred.
石头木头就升高了价值了。
And the woods and the rocks or the stones, they have elevated in their values.
表达在国度里面的那个圣殿就很清楚了。
And it's clear when the temple is appeared in the kingdom.
在称为国度的圣殿的那里头呢，是完全看几乎看不到金属的那个东西。
So the temple in the kingdom, when you look at it, you can almost not find any precious any metal.
你没有看见那个珍珠那个珍宝的那些事物。
You do not see any gemstones.
看到什么呢?
What would you see?
弟兄姊妹，刚才我不知道你留意我们读经的时候里头所提到那个特点没有?
I don't know whether you've noticed while we read the passages there was something special.
文字上表达的和我们感觉里面体会的。
What is expressed through the words and the lines and what we can understand.
都是木头和石头。
It's all wood and all stones.
你说为什么是这样?
You may ask, why is it this way?
弟兄姊妹，你就要注意那个木头和石头的变化。
So brothers and sisters, you must notice the change that occurred in the
wood. 以前的那个是造杂木。
In the past, it was acacia wood.
现在的呢?
But now,
香柏木
It's cedar wood.
不仅是香柏木
Not only is cedar wood.
并且还经过许多很细的人工在那里把它造成很珍贵的所谓文物。
And moreover, not only regular wood, but they've been carved into wooden artifacts.
那弟兄姊妹们，当你注意到这一些的时候
But brothers and sisters, when you notice these things,
你就留意到我刚才为什么特别说不是只注意它的尺寸，而是要注意它的材料。
And so you now understand why I said you're not to pay attention to the measurements, but pay attention to the material.
那原因就在这里。
That's the reason.
但是你要是再留意这博度里头的那个店和以前所有的店还有什么更大的区别呢？
So when you pay attention, what are other greater differences between this temple in the kingdom and the previous temples?
你越读就越糊涂，就是这样。
You might get more confused as you read it.
因为我们以为非常重要的那些物件呢，都几乎都不见了。
Because the objects that we thought they were so important before, now they all seem to have disappeared.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意到？
Haven't you noticed?
你在这个圣殿的里头有没有找到约柜？
Did you find the ark in this temple?
有没有找到陈设饼的桌子？
Did you find the table of showbread in this temple?
有没有找到金灯台？
Did you find the lampstand, the golden lampstand? Did you find the altar of incense?
最重要的那些事物没有一件在这里出现。
The most important objects did not show up here.
还有，你说没有这些东西怎么能成为圣殿？
But you may ask, if without these objects, how can you call it the holy temple?
这就是叫我们读下去就读越读越糊涂的那个原因。
This might lead us into more confusion if we keep reading.
但弟兄姊妹，你现在就想起了。
Now you may be reminded.
我刚才特别跟弟兄姊妹们提到。
I especially mentioned just now.
这个殿是神来验收的殿。
This is the temple that God comes to give approval.
他这个殿是完全是神的心意满足的那个殿。
This is the temple when God's heart is completely satisfied.
以前的那些殿。
The previous ones.
从会幕开始到希律的殿。
Starting from the tabernacle to Herod's temple.
是神告诉人说，你要寻求我的时候，你要必须这样来跟随，你就能达到你的目的。
The previous temples were the way God telling the people, if you want to come and follow me, you must do all this and look at these objects to understand so that you can reach that purpose.
所以我们说了，这以前的那个殿都是一个在启示里头的殿。
So we say the previous temples were the temples in Revelation.
不是说到那个殿是启示，而是说那个殿是带着启示的功用的殿。
Not to say that the temple is in Revelation, but the temple is revealing to you what its functions are.
现在我们来到国度的殿的时候呢？
When we come to this temple in the kingdom,
那是一个完成了满足神心意的殿。
It's a finished product. It's the one, the ultimate version that can satisfy God's heart.
那这一个就是说，神一看见就满足了。
This is to say when God sees it, he's satisfied.
以前的那一些神说，我看见你们跟着这个来行走，我就满足了。
And in the past, God will say, when I look at the previous temples and you follow it this way, then I will be satisfied.
那可以这样说。
We could put it this way.
以前的那个神知道我们怎么来跟随主。
In the past, our temples God used to teach us how we can follow the Lord.
现在国度的这一个殿呢，是神说这个殿已经达到我的心意了。
So now this temple in the kingdom is saying God, it's already reached God's complete satisfaction.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你能领会到这一点的时候，
if brothers and sisters can understand this point,
你就领会到了怎么会没有了约柜。
Then you would understand why there is the ark was missing.
没有约柜，我们怎么能知道神保证他是住在我们中间？
Without the ark, how can we have the guarantee that God is dwelling with us?
感谢神。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为现在我们只是看见个殿，所以很多具体的事情我不能在这里和弟兄姊妹交通。
Because we're just looking at the temple, there are a lot of concrete details I would not share.
因为没有那么许多的时间给我们来使用。
Because we don't have the time.
但是我要指明一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，哦哟，原来是如此，难怪没有了约柜。
But I would like to point it out to brothers and sisters, the reason why there is no ark.
弟兄姊妹记得，约柜是神放在以色列人中间，给他们做保证的。
Brothers and sisters, remember, this Ark of the Covenant has been placed there by God to show and guarantee to the Israelites of His presence.
来印证神不会离开你们。
And to verify that God will not depart from them.
神一直是在那里陪伴你们。
That God was there constantly to be with them.
但是现在到了国度的时候呢？
But now we come to the time of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，你记得耶利米。
Do you remember whether it's Jeremiah?
以西结本身也好
Whether it's Ezekiel?
他不是特别提过神要跟他们立一个新约吗
Didn't they mention specially God will establish a new covenant with them?
什么叫做新约
So what is that new covenant?
对以色列人来说
For the Israelites?
什么叫做新约
What is that new covenant?
对我们来说新约的那个意义没有对以色列人那个意义那么的重要的
For us, the new covenant might not mean as much to us as it means to the Israelites.
因为你要说旧约的时候
you look at the Old Testament,
弟兄姊妹都有观念
brothers and sisters, you all have
那是神用律法来领着他们走
God is guiding them through the law.
神把律法放在那里
and God gave them the law.
你们跟着律法走
you follow the law.
律法是这样说
and the law says this.
你们就这样跟
and then you follow it this way.
如果你们越过了律法不跟
if you have gone away and departed from the law.Then you fall under God's discipline.
那这个是旧约。
And that's the Old Testament.
所以在旧约里头，人和神的关系是非常紧张的。
And so the relationship between God and man in the Old Testament time is very tense.
你对了，那你就蒙福。
If you are right, then you'll be blessed.
你不对了，你就受追讨。
If you are not right, then you will take the consequence.
但是神。让人经过了一段律法的时间发觉人根本是不可靠的时候
So after God allowed men to live under the law for such a period and then they realized it's impossible for men to live under the law Then they have this understanding of feeling
我们是没有前途的
We have no future
因为神虽然给我们有路
Even though God has shown us this way
但是我们这个人不够条件
But as men we don't qualify We cannot follow
我们走不上那条路
We cannot follow on this way
一谈走完了一条路
even less possibility for us to finish on this path
那我们绝望了
then we are hopeless
神就是要我们对自己绝望
God wants us to feel hopeless about our own ability
你知道自己绝望了
you know that we are hopeless
神说我就给你们立一个新约
so God said I will establish a new covenant
那有了这个新约呢
so with this new covenant
你们就很蒙福了
then you will be blessed
你们就很容易走完这条路了
very easy for you to follow through this way
你们就可以享用神所有的一切了
you can enjoy all that God will give you
那所以我当我们要注意到这个约柜的时候你不能忽略到神跟他们立约的时候的那一个定规
And so when we notice about the Ark of the Covenant you cannot ignore the rules regarding the covenant when they establish it
约柜是一个最重要的符号
The Ark of the Covenant is the most important symbol
是一个标记
It's a symbol
但是弟兄姊妹当你一读到耶利米书三十一章
But if you read Jeremiah chapter 31
我们在这里不读了我
We won't read that here
你一读到以西结书里头也说到神要给他们一个心灵给他们一个新约的时候
But if you read in Ezekiel you read about God giving them a new spirit
你要看到那个
covenant
旧和新的是区别是在哪里
You must realize there's a difference between the old and the new
我们先来看看
Let's first look at this
神说到那个新约里头那个特点是什么
What's the characteristic of the new covenant
对我们今天在新约的人来说好像是不是一个那么严肃的问题
This might not seem so serious for us who live in the New Testament
其实不是
covenant
不严肃
It's not that it's not solemn.
是非常的严肃。
It is very serious.
所以就算我们现在笑，活在新约里头，那一个新约的特点，我们绝对不能感觉它是不够严肃的。
Even for us who live in the New Testament time, and then we should not belittle this particular
characteristics. 绝对不能因为我们对那个名词熟悉了，我们就很自然的觉得，哦，这是很平凡的事。
We should not treat it as common just because we seem so familiar with it.
不可以这样。
We cannot do this.
那我们看看。神当时给耶利米说话的时候是怎么说
Let's look at what God told to Jeremiah at that time.
我要给你们一个新约
I will give you a new covenant.
那这个新约的内容基本上是什么呢
And what's the basic content or substance to this covenant?
基本上就是你们怎么去认识神
It basically talks about how you get to know God.
因为新约里面最重要的一件事就是神把圣灵毫无保留的赏赐给人
the most important thing in the New Testament is God would give them the Holy Spirit without reservation without holding back
如果我们新约里头更熟悉的话
with more familiar terms in the New Testament
那就是在新约里面神要把属神的生命就是神儿子的生命给了人
So God would give men the life of God's Son, that is this new life or the Holy Spirit into men.
那这样，神就给我们打开了人和神中间的间隔。
Then God has opened up the way that was blocking men from God before.
如果弟兄姊妹还记得我们提过的话
，If you brothers and sisters still remember what we mentioned,
我们可以这样说。
We could put it this way.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
是人去寻找神
Men would seek God.
在新约的时候
In the New Testament,
是神来寻找人
God comes to seek men.
那在旧约人怎么去寻找神呢
So in the Old Testament, how would men seek after God?
神给他们律法
God has given them the law.
你跟着律法走你就跟着你就找到神
If you just follow the law, you will find God.
在新约的时候呢
In time of the New Testament,
并不是神把律法废掉
It's not that God has gotten rid of the law.
而是神让人得着一个新的恩典
But God has allowed men to gain this new grace.
那个新的恩典就是说律法摆到你的里面
And this grace is to say this law has been placed into you.
不用不着你努力去寻找
You no longer need to search or seek after it.
就是叫你懂得顺服你里面的那个管理。
It's for you to understand and to submit to the inner governance.
不是凭着你自己的努力去跟随。
Not by your own striving and your own labor.
这个是旧约跟新约里头一个好大的关键。
And this is a great difference between the Old and the New Testament.
但是当耶利米说到神要给你们一个新灵，给你们一个新约的时候。
But in Jeremiah, when God said, I will give you a new spirit, a new covenant, he pointed out a problem.
他说那个时候
at that time,
那是在耶利米三十一章到末后的那一段里边的弟兄姊妹心情大的你回去找
And that's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 31, the last part. If you're interested, you can go home and read it.
他说我要把心给你把一个心灵给你们
I'm going to give you a new spirit.
那一个时候
at that time,
你们无论你们用不着别人来告诉你说你要认识神
You do not need to be told by others that you need to know God.
因为那个时候
Because at that time,
无论是大的
whether it's older people,
小的
or the younger,
他们都认识我
the least to the greatest of them,
用不着别人来帮他的
they do not need to be helped or told.
你怎么可能有这个事
How is it possible?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
因为是新的灵进到你里面。
Because this new spirit has entered into you.
因为是神的生命进到你里面。
Because the life of God has entered into you.
你与神联合起来了。
You have already united with God.
神活到你里面去了。
God is living inside of you.
神不是一个一个什么一个。 又忘掉了。刚才是怎么说起那个至圣所里头的那个东西是约柜。
God is no longer need this Ark of the Covenant.
不是约柜摆在外面来告诉你说神在你那里。
God does not need an external object like the Ark of the Covenant to tell you he's
there. 是神进到你里面去。
God has already entered into you.
他在里面让你知道。
Inside of you, he will let you know.
你怎么去跟随神？
How you can follow God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
对我们来说，这个就是不就是，这就是。就是恩膏的教训吗？
For us, it seems familiar. Isn't this the teaching of the anointing?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个只有新约的人懂。
Only people in the New Testament know.
旧约的人怎么都不会懂。
The people in the Old Testament cannot understand.
但现在以西结在那里指到那一个圣殿的时候。
When we in Ezekiel here, when they talk about that temple.
怎么会没有约柜的？
How come there's no ark?
约柜是为什么会给忘掉的？
How come he's forgotten this ark of the covenant?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, why? You
为什么在国度的里头那个约柜不必摆出来？
Why no? There's no longer a need to place an ark of the covenant there.
因为在神的工作里。
Because in God's work.
这一件事情要显出效果的那个。时期已经过了。
The period that is needed for it to be shown has passed.
人不再靠着外面的那些事物来印证他们和神的关系了。
Men no longer rely on the external objects to verify God's presence.
神是用他自己的生命进到人的里面，在你里面来印证你和神的关系了。
God is using his life inside of you to tell you to verify that he's there with you.
说你在那个国度的圣殿的里面，你看不到约柜。
So therefore, in this temple, in the kingdom, you cannot see the ark.
那你如果你领会了这一点。
If you understand this point,
你就同时就领会了。
Then at the same time, you would understand.
为什么没有陈设饼的桌子？
How come there is no table of showbread?
为什么没有金灯台？
Why there is no golden lampstand?
那如果没有金灯台，我们还能在主的面前知道怎么跟随吗？
But without a golden lampstand, how would we know how to follow the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你现在懂了。
Now you understand.
那你不需要那个香坛。
You don't need the altar of incense.
因为你和主已经连接在一起。
Because you are united with the Lord.
所以那里头这些东西都不出现。
So when these objects are no longer there.
因为神要做的在那个时候已经做成了。
Because what God wants to do is already completed.
但是很稀奇。
But it's interesting, amazing.
你又看到一件事情。
You will see something else.
给保留下来的。
There is one thing that's kept.
那个是什么呢？
What is that?
是祭坛。
That's the altar.
但是这个祭坛你细细去看的时候呢？
But if you pay attention to the details.
又和那些祭坛不同了。
Different from the other altars.
那个祭坛呢，是用木头做了，用铜包起来。
And the old versions were made of wood, and then they're covered in bronze.
所以用火烧的时候呢，你不会，你可以烧焦了那个铜里面包裹的那些造杂木。但是你绝不会把那个坛弄掉。
And so when you're burning offerings on it, you might burn the wood inside, but then the altar will still be there.
但是我们在这里看这个在圣国度里头的这个坛的时候呢。
But when we look at the altar in this kingdom.
那个坛的大了好多，好大。
The altar is a lot greater in size.
但是你看看上去的。
But if you look at it,
你估计那个坛是用石头做的。
And you would think that the altar is built by rocks or stones.
这里没有明说。
It did not state clearly.
但是你看到这个档案里所列到那些材料，你能留意到这一点。
But if you look at the material, then you would take note of that.
你说做一个这样的坛在那里。
So you ask, so such an altar is placed here.
然后你又看到那里又说到这个坛里面是用做什么用，用做什么用的，像坛燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪祭、赎愆祭，你就要烧在这个坛上。
And so you see how it's going to be used. The description of the burnt offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, and all these offerings are described here.
我们又迷糊起来了。
Then we get confused again.
既然旧约的律法已经不再在那里要求人了。
Since the law from the Old Testament is no longer there to be a requirement for us.
就像上次我已经特别提了，难道我们在国度里头还要去献赎罪祭吗？
Like I mentioned last time, are we still needing to offer this sin offering in the time of the kingdom?
啊，还要做每一样事情要满足神心意的时候，就必须要献那一类的祭吗？
That in order for us to satisfy God's heart, we still need to give these offerings.
如果真的要这样献的话，
If we truly need to offer these sacrifices,
是不是要叫我们的主再去钉十字架，又再钉十字架？
Does that mean that our Lord need to be crucified on the cross again and again?
这个根本是没有需要再问的事情。
These are needless questions.
因为我们读希伯来书的时候，我们就很清楚地看到。
Because when we read the book of Hebrews, we clearly see.
十字架以前。
Before the cross.
人是每一件事情都要在神面前来受对付。
For each matter, people need to come and deal with it before God.
但是经过了十字架救赎以后。
But after the redemption on the cross.
人就不是在我们在神面前过不去的时候，我们就去找一条牛来，找一个羊羔来，或是我穷得不得了，也抓一把面粉来。来在神面前献个祭。
It's no longer the case that if I've sinned, I have to go and find a cattle, an ox, a lamb, or if I'm really poor, then I need to at least get some flour.
如果在国度的时候还是这样。
If it is still like this in the kingdom.
那你要我们的主钉十字架钉子，钉到什么时候才说着啊？开心了，现在从今以后不必钉十字架了。
Oh, how long do you keep our Lord on the cross to be crucified? And until what time would he be done?
没有，感谢主，希伯来书清楚告诉我们。
That's not the case because Hebrews told us clearly.
人一切的愚昧、无知和顶撞。
All the foolishness of men and offenses.
过去是至少一年你要做一次。
In the past, you have to do it at least once a year.
但因着十字架的救赎做成功。
But because the redemption that's been accomplished on the cross, the sacrifice of Christ one time,
就成了我们永远得救的根源。
Has become the eternal salvation for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
十字架以后。
After the crucifixion on the cross, you don't need to wait until the time of kingdom.
今天我们在教会时代里面生活的神的儿女，你都没有天天要找着牛跑到祭坛那边去吧。
We who live in this time of grace of the church, that we, as children of God, we don't need to go and find these sacrifices, these animals to make sacrifices.
为什么能这样？
Why can we do this?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他承担了一切。
Because he has taken this already.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our
God. 那因此你留意到。
So you would take note.
在国度里头。
In the kingdom.
要叫人看见有赎罪的事情。
It wants men to see their matters of redemption or sin. Redemption of sin.
但这不需要你时刻去做那个赎罪的献祭的动作。
But you do not continually need to offer, to do the act of offering sacrifice.
那这样把祭坛留下来干什么？
So why are you saving this altar here?
还留下那个一个那么 大的祭坛。
And of altar of a big size too.
那说这件事，你光这看光看祭坛的本身，你大概也不你没办法解决问题的。
If you're looking at the altar itself, you cannot resolve your question.
因为祭坛留在那里，就一定要献祭。
Because as long as the altar is there, you must offer sacrifice.
但是弟兄姊妹，先不要那么快先下结论。
But don't come to your conclusions.
你还要多看。一个神在以西结书里头说的是
You need to pay attention to one more detail.
那是回到四十一章
As we go back to chapter
41,
I did not read this just now.
刚才我没读过，现在我特别留到现在才去读。
I'm saving this passage for
四十章，不是四十一章。
For now, it's chapter 40.
我们看到三十八节
Verse 38 Chapter 40
在三十八节那里头，我要念这一段的话。
Verse 38 I will read this.
门洞的柱旁，这个是说到那个圣殿里头的北门旁边的一件事。
This is talking about the northern gateway. Or beside the northern gateway.
那为什么这个事情发生在那个北门呢？
Why is this?
里面有讲究的，但是今天我不说。
There's a reason why this is happening at that particular place that is by next to the northern gateway.
但是我提一个窍给弟兄姊妹们。
I give you a hint.
你自己你要明白你就自己去想。
I'll give you a hint. You need to think about it yourself.
为什么是在北面
Why is it?
要在北门
Why is this taking place at the northern gate?
我请弟兄姊妹注意一件事就够了
I'd like to give you a hint for taking note
原来的那个宰杀牲口是在会幕门口是不是
So originally where you would kill the sacrificial animal would be at the door or the gate of the tabernacle
No.那会幕门口是向着哪个方向
Do you remember where the opening of the tabernacle? Which direction is it towards?
那向东边
That's towards the east side. That I can tell you.
但是现在呢
But now,
你就留意到一个问题了
You would notice this problem.
他确实把这一个宰杀牲口的那个地方弄到北边去并且是在圣殿的北门的那边去。
And so they've moved the place where they killed the animal to the northern direction that's next to the north gateway.
你说这规矩上就跟过去的那个圣殿又不一样了。
So you see, well, there's a difference in the laws and the rules now.
以前在东边杀牲口。
In the past, you would kill the animal on the east side.
现在这个杀牲口就来到北边。
And now they would kill the animal in the north area.
对不起，我说的太快了，我还没把这段经文读完就说你们这个。
I'm jumping ahead of myself. I haven't read this.
我把这段经文读完了，我再说。
I will continue after reading this. Verse 38.
门洞的柱旁啊，有屋子和门，祭司在那里洗燔祭牲。在门廊内，这边有两张桌子，那边有两张桌子，在其上可以宰杀燔祭牲、赎罪祭牲和赎愆祭牲。上的朝北的门口，这边有两张桌子。门廊那边有两张桌子，门这边有四张桌子，那边有四张桌子，共八张。在其上，祭司宰杀祭牲，为燔祭牲有四张桌子，是凿过的石头做成的，长一肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。祭司将宰杀燔祭牲和平安祭牲所用的器皿放在其上，有钩子，宽一掌。钉在廊子内的是为桌子上有牺牲的肉。
Verse 38, there was a chamber and its entrance by the gateposts of the gateway where they washed the burnt offering. In the vestibule of the gateway were two tables on this side and two tables on that side, on which to lay the burnt offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. At the outer side of the vestibule, as one goes up to the entrance of the northern gateway, were two tables, and on the other side of the vestibule of the gateway were two tables. Four tables were on this side and four tables on that side by the side of the gateway, eight tables on which they slaughtered the sacrifice. I don't know whether you're getting bored reading all these verses through verse 43.
你再读他那个实际所讲的呢?
If you read to the details of what it's described, you don't know what it's talking about.
应该宰祭牲是在东面宰。
Well, you should slaughter the animals on the east side.
现在是跑到北边来。
Now you've come to the north side.
以前站在杀了子以后。
In the past, you would kill it first, after it killed itself.
立刻那个献祭的人按手在祭牲，按手里头就把它杀了，杀了以后呢，立刻就烧了。
And so in the past, the person who offered the offering would put his hand on the animal and then they'll be slaughtered and then immediately it will be burnt.
现在你看到这个情形是不是这样?
Now, do you see the same thing happening here?
完全连接不起来。
You cannot make a connection here at all.
杀是在北边杀杀。
And now you come to the north side for slaughtering.
那杀了以后呢,就放在那里。
And after you slaughter it, it's been placed there.
不拿去杀。
And they don't burn it.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
你不说你读不懂我读了几十年也是最近才也不是说近到今年了反正是最近我才懂
I'm not expecting you to understand it the first time I've read it many many years before I come to an understanding
那是懂得准确不准准确我还不敢说
I'm not completely confident that I have read it correctly
不过有可能是这样
But it's possible
弟兄姊妹你就知道读以西结书那个困难的地方在哪里
See this is the difficulty of reading or studying Ezekiel
但是感谢神
But thank God
当你把这些事物都连起来的时候
But you put all these things connect them all together
你就看到一件事
You will see one thing
祭坛还是在朝东的。
The altar is still on the east side.
杀生是跑到北边来的。
And the killing, the slaughtering has moved to the north side.
那为什么是北边？我不是刚才说，带弟兄姊妹，你回去自己想想，你想出那个原因来。你想不透的时候，你要知道的，你再来问我，我把我的领会告诉你。但是这个我肯定我不告诉你。
I'm not going to tell you now, but I'm asking you to go home and think about it. Why the slaughterings moved to the north side? If you still can't come to your conclusion, you can come and ask me. I'll tell you.
我肯定不告诉你，不是因为我不愿意告诉你。
It's not that I'm unwilling to tell you right now.
正如刚才我所说的，我自己还不敢说很有把握，一定是如此。
It's because I am not fully confident that this is the way it is.
所以我就不敢把一些不够完全确定的了告诉你。如果你要知道，我可以给你知道一点点，是做参考，但是不是做证据。
And so I that's why I don't want to tell you things that I'm not fully confident about. But if you come to me, I will share with you my interpretation for your reference.
那现在弟兄姊妹，你大概可以领会一件事。
So brothers and sisters, you may understand one thing.
这个祭坛也好。
Whether it's the altar,
那个杀宰牲的那些桌子也好
whether or is the table for slaughter,
以前哪有那么许多桌子来杀祭牲
In the past, there weren't so many tables for the slaughtering.
那以前杀了祭牲以后就拿去烧
In the past, after slaughtering, they would,
现在好像杀了那些祭牲就搁在那里
It seems that now the meat were just placed there on the table.
怎么能有这样的事情
How can it happen this way?
这是献祭该做的动作吗
Are these the actions describing a sacrifice offering
这不可能是这样
it's not possible
那就是既然不是这样那说这些话干什么
so since this is not the offering for sacrifice is why do we talk about it here
感谢主
But, and thank the Lord
这就是这个国度的那一个圣殿的功用的特点
this is the characteristic of the function of the temple in the kingdom
no 那个特点是在什么地方呢？
What is the special or the feature?
那个特点乃是把神儿子所做的一切都在那里设立一些的事物来表达神儿子为你做了什么。
The characteristics for all that is done here is to display what God's Son has done.
这个就是展览了。
This is a display.
这个就是上次我们特别提到，神要把他的慈爱显明给后来的世代看的那一个表现了。
And this is what we said last time. God will exhibit, will display of his love to the future generations.
所以这一个圣殿是神亲自来验收的了。
And so this temple has been approved by God.
从前是告诉你说你怎么去寻求神。
In the past, it was the way to tell you how to follow God.
现在这个殿是在那里告诉你，你该怎么去享用神。
Now this temple is telling you how you can partake of God, how you would enjoy God.
当你享用神了以后，
When you partake of God,
那你怎么献祭呢？
How would you offer sacrifice?
他明明又是说献祭的事情。
He is describing sacrifice.
那你怎么能献，还要献祭呢？
How would you offer sacrifice?
你不能再献祭。
You cannot offer any more sacrifice.
你献祭就是逼着我们主去重钉十字架。
Because if you are going to offer sacrifice, that means you're asking the Lord to be crucified again.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
上次我们特别提到圣殿的那个历史的变化。
Last time we mentioned the changes that's gone on to in the history of the temple.
我们看到从旧约到了新约的那个时代。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament time.
殿就从物质成了属灵的。
And the temple has changed from material into spiritual.
基督的身体教会就成了这个属灵的殿。
The body of Christ has become the spiritual temple.
神在那里做居所。
God takes abode there, dwells there.
属神的人是在哪里侍奉敬拜神。
People who belong to God will be there to worship God.
那信徒怎么来侍奉敬拜呢？
So how would they serve or worship?
那弟兄姊妹应该一定还不会那么快就忘记。
You will not forget so quickly.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
所以敬拜他的。
So for those who worship him,
应当是从心灵和诚实里头去敬拜。
Worship him in truth and in spirit.
应该是从灵和真理去敬拜他。
And should worship in spirit and in truth.
那灵和真理去敬拜是怎么一回事呢？
How can you worship? What does it mean to worship in truth and in spirit?
那弟兄姊妹，你看到希伯来书刚才我们读过的那一段话。
And you see the book of Hebrews, the passage we read earlier.
这里我们实在是需要好好的来留意它。
We must pay attention.
那你怎么说呢？
What does it say there? 弟兄
姊妹，我们再来再看一次好不好？
Let's read it one more time, brothers and sisters. Hebrews chapter
13. 希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews 13.
我们刚才是从十四节念了两节。
We read earlier verse 14 and 15.
我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
弟兄姊妹，这话是怎么提醒我们？
How would these words remind us?
感谢神。
Thank God.
旧约的时候，他们在神面前也过不去，或者在神面前很觉得恩典，他们就要献祭。
In the Old Testament, when they have sinned or something that they cannot pass before God, or they have something to give thanks for, they offer sacrifices.
牵牛牵羊到神的面前。
They take the cattle, they take the sheep before God.
那我们今天怎么样？
What do we do today?
我们一再说了，我们不必牵牛牵羊。
We repeatedly said we no longer need to bring the animals.
那既然不用。不用牵牛牵羊
Since we don't need to bring the animals,
那我们怎么跟神有交通
How can we communicate with God?
怎么表达我们对神的侍奉和敬拜
How do we express our worship and our service?
感谢主
We thank the Lord
你看到这里的话很清楚
You see the words here very clearly
神是灵
God is a spirit
你应该在灵里头去侍奉敬拜他
You worship him in spirit and in truth
你怎么在灵里头侍奉敬拜他呢
How would you serve him and worship him in spirit? How would you do that in truth?
这里指出一个问题来
Here it points out one problem
我们当
We should
当怎么
What should we do?
我们再看一下
Again, let's look at it
当靠着耶稣就是在耶稣里
that by him by the Lord Jesus
常以颂赞为祭献给神
give the offer the sacrifice of praise to God
弟兄姊妹看到了
you see brothers and sisters
在新约的里头
in the New Testament
祭就从牛羊成了
the sacrifice is turned from the cow and the oxen and the lamb
我们的侍奉和敬拜
has turned into our worship and our service
这个是说到我们先是在基督耶稣里
it says first we are in Christ Jesus
然后我们就借着我们的主在我们身上所做成的带出的那一个感觉
And through what the Lord has done upon us, the feeling that it brings about.
我们要服侍主。
We want to serve our Lord.
我们要敬拜主。
We want to worship Him, our Lord.
从哪里开始？
Where would we start?
从你这个人开始。
From us as a man.
因为你是已经在基督里。
You're already in Christ.
但是在你这个人身上是哪里开始呢？
Where would you start as a person?
从你的口里才开始。
Start from your lips.
所以说这里就说到你常常以颂赞为祭献给神
It says here Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个话太清楚了
So clear the words
你这个人要常常带着一个感恩的心来到神的面前
As a person, we bring with us a grateful heart before God.
你怎么知道你有一个感恩的心呢
How would we know whether we have a grateful heart?
你里头有一些话
There's some words within you.
你非要说出来不可
You have to say it out.
说给谁听
Who would you tell it to?
说给神听
You tell it to God.
说什么给神听呢
What would you tell God?
神啊，像我这样的人
God, person such as me.
竟然如此此蒙恩可以来到你面前
that I have received such grace that we can come before you
大大小小的事
things of, great or small that you have taken the burden to take
在喜乐的时候 okay. 你叫我真的是感到喜乐
when I'm joyful you allow me to feel experience that real joy
在困扰的时候
when I'm bothered
你没有叫我失去平安
you did not cause me to lose my
你一直叫我看见在你面前有路走
continually show me a way
神啊你是这样的宝贝
you're so precious to me God
不仅是现在叫我感觉你对我是那样宝贝
not only now I can feel how precious you are
你并且把我一直引到永远里面你就成为我的我也是成为你的
You're leading me into eternity so that you'll become mine I'll become yours
弟兄姊妹什么时候你懂得你所蒙的恩典
Brothers and sisters whenever you realize this grace
你什么时候看见你的现今的日子和前途
Whenever you see the days that now of now and of your future
你没有办法不在主的面前感谢主
You cannot help yourself but praise and give thanks before the Lord
主也提醒我们
so the Lord reminds us,
你常常用感谢为祭来献给神
continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God
我特别愿意提的
I especially want to mention.
拿我们实际的关系来提一提。
In our practical relationship,
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Pay attention.
神特别给我们安排一个聚会，叫做薄饼聚会。
God has specially made us an arrangement for us to have the breaking of bread meeting.
这是实际在那里叫我们去操练，你怎么去侍奉敬拜神。
So that in reality, practically, how you can practice and exercise.
神也给我们有一个聚会，叫做祷告聚会。
Also has given us this prayer meeting.
让我们知道如何在神的面前来仰望，做一个祷告的人。
So we know how to look upon God and learn how to pray before Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to look at ourselves.
在主特别给我们这些安排里。
When in these constructs that God has, the Lord has given us.
我们尽了我们的功用吗？
Have we fulfilled our duties?
拿我们自己的光景来说
and look at ourselves in our conditions.
弟兄姊妹，你聚会多几次你就发觉
Brothers and sisters, if you have attended more than a few times, you realize
我们薄饼总是那几个弟兄姊妹们在神面前开口
When we're breaking of bread in our meetings, there's always that selective few or not, well, the few
弟兄姊妹都不必开口
了 There are a lot of brothers and sisters who will not open their lips.
是你没有恩可感
Is that because you have nothing to give thanks?
你没有话要对谁说
You have nothing to say to God.
还是
Or
什么原因把你关锁住，开不了口
What's the reasons that's preventing you to open your mouth?
我不说这些了，我提这个现象，弟兄姊妹心里自己都懂。
I just want to mention this phenomenon, and you understand it in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天你不开口。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not open your mouth today,
到了将来在荣耀里与主面对面的时候
future,
你还要不要开口
When you see the Lord face to face, will you open your mouth?
你说那时不开口现在也不开口
And you say, I won't open my mouth then or now.
那 下个主日我就和弟兄姊妹交通另一方面的因以西结引出来的问题
then,
你自己在神面前来判断
That next Sunday, I'm going to share with brothers and sisters the other side of what Ezekiel has talked about.
我这要停在这里一点点点点时候。
I'm going to stay here for a while.
虽然还有许多，那灯台不见了，那个陈设饼都不见了。现在你知道了为什么不见？
So the golden lampstands disappeared, the table showbread disappeared. Now you understand why they disappeared.
基本的原因就是你跟主已经。给带到这个联合的地步。
Basically, you have already brought to the point that you are one with the Lord.
你不是在凭着外面的那些指导来领你走路了。
You no longer need the aid from the outside, the external objects to lead you on this way.
你要学习的是学，直接的侍奉敬拜神。
You need to learn, you directly serve the Lord.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord be gracious upon us.
当我们交通到这里的时候
When we come to this point of our sharing,
就引出另外一个问题
It will bring out another question.
那个问题我今天必须要和弟兄姊妹交通完，所以今天还是一定要过十分钟，过十分钟就好。
So we must take 10 more minutes today, only 10 minutes.
那当弟兄姊妹你看到这个事情的时候
When brothers and sisters, you see
你就碰到另外一个大问题了。
You will encounter another problem.
因为在国度的日子里头
In the days of the kingdom
以色列人被神召回站在祭司的国度那个地位来侍奉神
The Israelites being called and standing in a position as the kingdom of priests to serve God
那我们这些还没有被到国度以前就跟主联合起来的
We who've been united with the Lord even before the days of the kingdom.
神早就告诉我们说，你们是祭司，尊重的君尊的祭司。
God has already told us long ago we were the royal priesthood.
那到了国度的时候
，But in the days of the kingdom,
究竟是他们做祭司国度的功用的表达，还是我们在国度里头？
So who,
还有共用
So who will it be? Would it be them to serve the function of the priests or us?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很不容易叫我们心思上调和的过来的问题。
So brothers and sisters, this is something that might bother us in our minds and our thoughts.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
神做事从来不会糊糊涂涂的。
God does not do things in a confused way.
弟兄姊妹记得，以色列人选召给祭司的国度的那个目的在那里。
Brothers and sisters, remember the purpose of the Israelite being called to be the kingdom of priests.
要叫全地的人都从以色列人身上来认识神是神。
And so that all the earth might get to know God through them, that God is God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
祭司的功用就是在这里。
That is the function of the priest.
他们整个的民族。
The whole race.
神怎么选召他们？
How God has chosen them,
从亚伯拉罕开始，
from Abraham, starting,
一直到他们在国度里头显出这个功用。
Until the days in the kingdom, they show off their function.
整段以色列的历史
the whole
就是那个祭司的国度显出的证据。
The whole historyWould be the evidence of how the Israelites are serving as the priest in the kingdom of priests.
那全地的人经过启示录里边所说的那个大灾难结束了以后，他们都剩下来的人都有一个心思要寻求神。
And so all the people who were left after the great tribulation on earth, all that's left, they would have the mind to search God, to seek after God. How would they seek after God?
他们看看只是自己的祖宗一直到他们自己。
They would look at their ancestors until them.
哦，那么长的时间都是顶撞神的。
All this time, they've gone against God.
现在我们要寻求神。
Now we want to seek God.
神现在又得了那个全地的权柄。
Now God holds the power to the whole earth.
神会接受我们吗？
Will God accept us?
他们是没有把握的。
They would have no assurance.
但是神说。
But God said,
不要做愚昧的人。
Do not be foolish.
看看犹太人。
Look at the Jews.
看看以色列人。
Look at the Israelites.
他们从亚伯拉罕被造的时候开始。
Ever since they were made, from the time of Abraham.
一直到大灾难的末了。
Until the end of the great tribulation.
他们还是一样的顶撞我。
They have not stopped going against God.
但是你看。那么长的历史的里边
But during such a long period of time,
我是管教他们
I have disciplined them.
但是每次管教都是给他们看见神自己的怜悯
But each discipline was showing them God's own mercy.
就在以西结书的前头
Even,
就已经看到了
Even in the first parts of Ezekiel, you can see.
神明明地告诉他们
God clearly told them.
我是为着我对你们的应许
It's for the sake of my promise to you.
我不放弃你们。
I will not give up on you.
现在我就应使这一个应许带到完成的地步。
I will bring this promise to fruition, to the complete.
你们看见有以色列人。
If you look at the Israelites,
你们就知道
you will realize
神是愿意悦纳你们。
God wants to be pleased with you.
只要你们肯承认神。
As long as you acknowledge him.
借着信而顺服的这一个原则。
And under the principle to trust him and obey him.
不管你们从前是怎样怎样的顶撞。
No matter how offensive you were in the past.
我一样悦纳你们。
I will still take you in and
弟兄姊妹们，这是以色列人做祭司的国度的那个功用。
This is the function that Israelites serve as the kingdom of priests.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那今天已经在成为教会的真正的祭司呢？
What about today as the church, serving as the royal priest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你没有忘记那个君尊这两个字。
If you remember the word royal,
你就知道 这个称为基督的身体，它的功用在哪里？
Then you will know this as the body of Christ, what the function is.
犹太人是让人，让世界上的人去认识，你去寻找神，神不会放弃你。
So the Jews were showing the earth, all the people on earth, that if you seek God, God will not give you up.
但是在君尊的祭司的身上，
But upon the royal priesthood,
神让人很清楚地看到，
God allowed man to see clearly.
你如果是实实在在地寻找神，
If you truly are seeking God,
你看这一批君尊的祭司，你就看到。
Look at the royal priesthood, and then you realize.
他们不单是认识神。
Not only they know God.
他们是毫无保留地享用神。
They partake of God without reservation.
享用到一个什么地步？
They are enjoying all God is to the point.
神怎样？
However God is.
他们就是怎样。
They will be.
只是他们不没有成为神这一点保留。
And only that there is only one thing that they are not God. They have not turned to God.
其他神的所有全是他们的。
But all the rest that God has and God is.
神在国度里头掌权。
God is holding power in the kingdom.
所以他们也在国度里面掌权。
They would also hold power in the kingdom.
他不只是叫你认识神。
Not only for you to get to know God.
他叫你看见。
He allows you to see.
作为一个君尊的祭司的功用在哪里？
What's the function as a royal priest?
神的所有成为他们的所有。
All God has become what they
have. 感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the
Lord. 历史历代以来。
All through the ages and generations. 神怎么来显明
他自己是至高？至高的神。
How God has shown himself to you as the highest.
他借着祭司的国度的经历
through the experience of the royal priesthood
他借着君尊的祭司所发表的
through what he expresses through the royal priesthood in the kingdom
来成就一件事情
to accomplish one thing
什么事情
what is this
人被造的目的
the purpose why man was created
弟兄姊妹记得人被造的目的是什么
brothers and sisters remember what the purpose is
彰显神的形象
to manifest God's image
发表神的权柄
to express God's authority
来管理万有
to manage the rule over all
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
到了国度的日子
in the days of the kingdom
两种不同的祭司摆在那里
two kinds of priests were there
显明神
to display God
是唯一在万有当中受敬拜的
That he is the one and only above all in all to be worshipped.
感谢主，十分钟够了。
Thank the Lord, I'm up in my 10 minutes.
我们有点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你把赐人智慧和赏赐启示和智慧的灵给我们。
Lord, may you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们对你心思里头一切的安排能有一个明确的体会。
So we have a clear understanding of your thoughts and your mind.
主啊，你不苏醒我们。
Lord, if it was not for you to wake us up, there's no way for us to know you.
你不扶持我们。
If you do not guide us,
我们没办法跟随你。
We cannot follow you.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们虽然是愚昧无知的人。
Even though we are ignorant and foolish.
但是你对我们的扶持和恩待从来没有减少过。
But your guidance and your mercy upon us has never decreased.
但愿主更深地吸引我们。
May you draw us closer and deeper.
爱慕着一个跟随你的人。
That those who follow you and love you.
直到与你面对面的日子。
Until the days that we see you face to face. Glory be unto you.
感谢归给你。
And praises
to you. Thanksgiving.
All the worship be unto you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen.